Well, let me introduce myself. I am Amy Baker, and I've been on our counseling staff here since 1987, I think. So it has been a long time. So I'm the dinosaur around here. So I am going to talk to you today about children of divorce. So if you want to find those notes in your notebook, we are going to jump into this. But let me just pray and ask God for his blessing on our time together. God, we are so thankful for your goodness. We are so thankful for your tender mercy. We are so thankful for your ability to bring beauty out of ashes and that you redeem, Lord. You pay back years the locusts have eaten, and you bless beyond more than what we could ask or imagine. And we are so, so grateful to belong to you. We are so, so thankful that you are our God, and so thankful that even in situations as just heart-wrenching as children whose parents divorce and they get put in the middle of that and tossed back and forth like a ball, that even there, your goodness cannot be overshadowed by evil, and that you have a plan for these kids, and that you will bring glory and honor to your name, and you will bring out good for them. Lord, we are thankful for that. Lord, would you be with us now as we think about this subject, and would you just help us to come away from it with a greater love and awe for you as we think about just how heartbreaking this is and how you turn it for good in the lives of these dear children. Thank you. We love you very much. Amen. All right, so I think it's somewhat apparent why we might address this topic, because the divorce rate in our culture is said to be what? Yeah, what you commonly hear is the divorce rate is 50%, and I don't have any statistics to back me up on that, but it's so common that we're just all going to agree on it, all right? So you think about it. If you're counseling and the divorce rate in our culture is 50%, you're probably going to get an opportunity to minister to some children whose parents have divorced. You might be one of those children. It may be that you're a child of divorce, that your parents divorced when you were growing up. And it may not be something that these children experience just once, because what is the divorce rate for remarriage? Yeah, it's higher. Again, I don't have exact statistics. The last time I looked at statistics, it was 57% for remarriages, but that's been years ago, and so I couldn't tell you what it is today. But anyway, it's higher. Okay, so that probably doesn't surprise us that much, does it, that if you get married once and you don't understand God's plan for marriage, and so your marriage doesn't hold together, and then you try it again, but you still haven't learned God's plan for marriage, that you wouldn't necessarily expect the success rate to be higher. So, but think about the children. You know, their parents get married, they get divorced, and then they get remarried, and then they get divorced again. And for the children, it's very difficult. And so there's been a body of research has been done on the effects of divorce on children. So I want to just begin by quickly going through some of that research with you. Now, I'm not saying that all children must respond this way or that they will respond this way, but these are supposedly typical reactions of children to the divorce of their parents. So I think you could expect that, yeah, maybe children are going to respond this way, because the research shows that many, many children do. So let's just kind of quickly go through some of these. First of all, one of the emotional reactions of children to the divorce of their parents is sadness and depression, fatigue, daydreams, bursting into tears, withdrawing from friends, difficulty concentrating, occasionally plunging into schoolwork as a means of withdrawing. Number two, denial, just a refusal to accept what is happening. They don't want their parents to divorce, and so there's just a refusal there to accept what's happening. Number three, embarrassment, which may last for years. Number four, intense anger. Number five, guilt because of a conflict in loyalty. After a divorce, virtually all children feel as though they have to choose sides, either be loyalty to their mom or be loyal to their dad, and you don't win. Number six, concerned about being cared for, even if a family is well-to-do, what is going to happen to me? And if you stay with your mom, what happens to the income of most women who divorce? It drops dramatically, okay? And most kids stay with their moms, so They're going to be concerned about being cared for. Regression, lack of development, return to dependency. You might see children do things that you haven't seen them do for a long time, like they might start sucking their thumb again or carrying a security blanket. They go back to habits that they had when life was more secure. So they go back to those habits. Number 8, immaturity foisted upon them by circumstances that often separate the child from their peers. So, for example, while children in two-parent homes may go home from school and work on their homework and then go out and play basketball for a while or get on the computer and do something, these kids are going home and they're working on their homework and they're fixing dinner and they're doing the laundry and all those other kinds of things because their parent is working and there's no one else in the home to keep up with these things. And then 9, physical symptoms, typically stomach aches or headaches. And again, I'm not saying that all children will or must experience those things, but research shows that these are typical, that they're very, very common for children whose parents divorce. The other reason I wanted to review that research with you is because I think that seeing this research should lead us to a greater awe of our marvelous God. Because if God can take something that is this devastating and bring beauty out of ashes, we must serve a really, really wonderful God. I mean, we just thought of, like, God, you are beyond our imagination. If you can bring beauty out of situations in a broken, broken situation like this, you are a God to be praised and adored. So that's another reason I wanted to share that research with you. Now, what I want to spend the rest of our time doing is just going through some of the specific areas where children may struggle. And the first area that I want to consider with you is the area of fear, anger, and guilt. So let me make you 9-year-old children here for a minute. I'm probably going to make you many things in this session, but let's start with making you 9-year-old children. And you've just learned that your parents are divorcing. Tell me, what are some fears that you might have right now? Yes, I might never see my dad again. That's in my list. I'll get to it here on the PowerPoint in a minute. But let's say from here over, for those of you children who are fearing that you all are fearing that you're never going to see your dad again, or one of your parents. For you all, for 1/3 of you, that fear is going to come true. According to statistics, 1/3 of all children whose parents divorce never see one of their parents again after the divorce. So for you all, that fear is going to come true. All right, what else might you be fearing? Yes. That you have to move. Yes, what's going to happen to me? And that's fairly common. You probably are going to have to move because if you stay with your mom isn't going to be able to keep that house. She's going to try until she's practically bankrupt, and then she's going to have to move, and you're going to have to move.
Will they quit loving
me? Yes, if my parents quit loving each other, will they quit loving me? All right, and think about it. You're 9 years old, and your parents just told you they were getting divorced. How did they tell you that? Did they say something to you like, well, your father and I or your mother and I don't love each other anymore, but what? We still love you. We'll always love you. Now, you're 9 years old. Does that make any sense to you? They stop loving each other, but they're always going to love you. Does that make sense to you? Most of you are shaking your heads, and I agree with you. Now, be an adult. Does that make any sense to you? No. Okay? Fear that maybe their parents aren't going to love them anymore. They stop loving each other. Maybe they're not going to love you anymore. Yes?
Blaming
themselves. We're going to talk about that more with guilt, but that is also very, very common. Okay, let me show you some of the ones I had, which you have pretty much gotten, I think. The fear that the other parent would also leave. If one parent leaves, what confidence do you have that the other parent's not going to leave? That you're not going to be abandoned? And that may be especially true if their parents have denied that there were any problems prior to announcing that they were getting divorced, because you thought everything was going along fine, and now look what happened. Fear that they would never see one of their parents again or not see them that often. We talked about that for 1/3 of you. That's going to become true. Fear that since their parents don't love each other, their parents may not love them. We talked about that. 4, a fear that a new marriage will end in divorce. One child said, what scares me is if my mom and Alan get married and then they get divorced again. Maybe it might all happen again. Maybe they're just no good at it, and that's why they got divorced in the first place. Ding, ding, ding. Maybe they're just no good at it, and that's why they got divorced in the first place. Well, okay, fear that a new marriage will end in divorce, with the remarriage divorce rate, that means that you guys over here, well, I'm going to call you 57%.